example, as a reminder, data usage score,
having a son work in the bank has given me insights to lawyers.
我有一个儿子在银行工作，所以我对律师是有所了解的。
My son says whenever lawyers open bank accounts, banks are wary of them.
我的儿子说，要是有一个律师在他们那里开账户的话，他们会很担心。
They don't actually usually accept lawyers as clients in the banks.
他们通常银行的人呢，就不愿意接受律师作为他们银行的客户。
He says there are several reasons for this.
因为有几个原因。
First of all, he says, you know, lawyers are high-risk clients.
第一个原因，他们认为，律师呢是高风险的客户。
Since they know the law, they usually go around the law whenever they have problems with the bank.
通常呢，他们是因为对律法、对法律非常熟悉，所以他们利用法律会钻空子，然后会给银行找麻烦。
Whenever they're given charges, lawyers don't pay them.
有些他们应缴的费用呢，律师也不愿意缴。
But the third thing that is really problematic with lawyers.
第三个很麻烦的原因是。
You know, if they come up with a big account.
当他们会开一个很大的账户。
For example, they get 1 million pesos from a client.
他们的客户会给他们10,000 peso.
They deposit this in the bank.
他们就存到银行里把这钱。
And then after they win the case, they get another 1 million pesos.
当他们帮助客户赢了这个官司的话，然后客户会再给他们100万。
Usually the banks have a difficulty balancing what they have in the bank and their declared income.
所以这对于银行很为难，因为银行无法把他们在那个账户上储存的钱和他们已经公开的收入相平衡。
So in the end, then most banks won't accept lawyers as their clients.
所以说，大多数的银行都不愿意接受律师做他们的客户。
And does this sound familiar?
是不是这个故事听上去很熟悉？
And we are familiar with the story of the prodigals, of the good Samaritan.
其实这个和这个好撒玛利亚人里的故事很相似。
It seems that we have heard thousands of messages that are related to this parable.
大家可能已经听过很多关于这个撒玛利亚人的讲道。
But the author seems to tell us a different story from what we have heard.
但是作者其实是告诉我们一个和我们以往所认识、所听到过的信息不同的一个信息。
A scholar once said, the notion of a good Samaritan is wrong.
有一位学者说，人们认为撒玛利亚是一个正面的角色，其实这个观念是错误的。
In other words, for the Jews, there is no good Samaritan.
其实对于犹太人来说，根本没有什么好撒玛利亚人。
To say that there's a good Samaritan is an oxymoron.
其实本身好撒玛利亚人这个词本身就是一个具有矛盾的词。
The Jews and the Samaritans despise each other.
撒玛利亚人和犹太人是互相鄙视的。
In fact, the Jews considered them as heretics. Heretics. They were,
they called heresy.
They have different view of the law.
因为他们有不同的律法。
And they worship differently from the Jews.
因为他们和犹太人的敬拜方式也不同。
In fact, if you go to chapter 9 of the Gospel according to Luke,
当我们看那个路加福音第九章的时候，我们看到，
there's a story of an encounter with a town in Samaria.
在这里呢，就是和犹太人和撒玛利亚有一个争议在这里。
In chapter 9, Jesus sent some messengers to a town.
在第九章，耶稣去撒玛利亚的一个城镇去宣传福音，传讲福音。
He was going to Jerusalem to make preparations for his journey.
因为他正准备去耶路撒冷。But
in verse 53 of the same chapter,
在同样的一章经文中，
the passage says, but the people did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem.
九章十五节中说，这个撒玛利亚城镇的人不接受耶稣传讲的福音。
And how did the disciples respond to this?
当时耶稣的门徒是怎么反应的呢？
Well, James and John came to Jesus and said, you know,
雅各和约翰然后来到耶稣这儿说，
Say, Lord, do you want us to ask fire down on these Samaritans?
说主啊，我们要不要向神祈求来降下火来把他们烧了？
Now can you imagine how bad the relationship was?
所以从这里你也看出这个犹太人和撒玛利亚人的关系很糟糕。
Probably in modern times, they would have said, "Why don't we just, drop some bombs on them and kill all of them?"
要是他们的意思就是说，为什么就是要现代的话讲，就是为什么不扔炸弹把他们都杀掉呢
？So it shows here the how, both of them, both of these kind of people despise each other.
所以这两种人呢，他们彼此是鄙视的。
But in the following chapters, Luke changes and turns it around.
到了第十章的时候，路德呢，他就把这个路加呢，他把这个观念带到这里面。
In chapter 10, he talks about the Good Samaritan.
而且是一个完全相反的观念，他在谈一个好撒玛利亚人。
In chapter 17, he talks about one of the 10 lepers.
还有一章说到谈到这个其中十个大麻风其中一个人。
That one of the 10 lepers were healed came back to him, and he was a Samaritan.
当时有十个人得了大麻风都被医好之后，只有一个人回来向耶稣表示感谢，这个人就是撒玛利亚人。
So when we look at this story again, let's look at the whole context of the story and understand better why Jesus gave this parable.
当我们看这节经文的时候，我们就要一定要看上下文来理解耶稣为什么在这里讲了这样一个故事。
First of all, you have to go back to the start of the chapter when Jesus sent out 72 to proclaim the gospel.
Pardon?
Chapter 10, when he sent out 72.
所以就是Chapter 10.我们看一下，就是这一个故事上面的那个前面的经文，前面的一些背景。
And when the 72 came back, they rejoiced of what was happening in their midst.
当耶稣派出去七十个门徒，这七十个门徒欢欢喜喜的回来的时候。
But when you come to verse 21 of the same chapter,
但是在同一章节，我们又发现
Jesus said something that is really interesting.
当这七十个门徒回来之后，耶稣说了一些很有意思的话。
And verse 21 says, In the same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children.
当时耶稣非常非常欢喜，被圣灵充满，然后他就说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就隐藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
And verse 23 said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it.
然后下面又接着耶稣又对门徒说，看见你们所看见的那眼睛就有福了。我告诉你们，从前有许多先知和君王要看见你们所看见的，却没有看见，要听见你们所听的，却没有听见。
And finally, in verse 25, Luke says, And behold, a lawyer came to him.
到了二十五章，到了二十五节，路加就突然写到说，看哪，有一个律法师过来。
As I read this passage again and again,
我把这段经文读了一遍又一遍。
You see that Jesus is talking about those who understand the gospel.
你知道耶稣是想让我们明白这个福音。
And those who cannot understand the gospel.
耶稣也同时向那些明白福音的人和不明白的福音人同时说这个故事。
Because it is clearly stated that God has hidden these things to certain kind of people.
有时候上帝是对一部分一定的人群来做一定的事情。
He has hidden these things from the wise and those who understand.
他对那些很聪明的人说
but the gospel is clearly for those who are innocent, who have little understanding.
但是我们知道这个福音不是聪明人可以明白的，只有那些比较简单单纯的人才能明白。
So as we come to the passage that was just read earlier,
当我们读前面这个上文的时候，
it is my suggestion and probably my proposal that Luke intended for us to see what kind of lawyer he was.
其实我在想，路加可能是想要让我们明白，这个律法师到底是一个什么样的人。
He was a man of understanding.
他是一个很有知识的人。
He was a wise man.
他是个聪明人。
An expert of the Mosaic law.
而且他是摩西律法的一个专家。
A scribe.
他是一个文士。
And probably a Pharisee at that.
他很可能也是一个法利赛人。
And he came to Jesus.
当他来到耶稣面前时。
But we know that, when he tested him, he knew what the law demanded. demanded.
他来试探耶稣的时候，其实这个律法师是非常熟悉律法的。
But on the other hand, he did not understand what the gospel was all about.
但另一方面，他根本不知道福音救恩的恩典是什么。
So when we look at the parable at this point, let us consider the story about the conversation between the lawyer and Jesus.
所以当我们读这个故事的时候，我们要仔细分析并且理解耶稣和这个律法师之间的对话。
Actually, this passage is easy to divide.
其实这节经文很好分段。
The structure revolves around two questions.
这个整个的结构主要是由两个问题构成的。
And it also revolves around two answers that Jesus gave to the question.
同时有两个回答，有耶稣两个回答构成。
When you look at the question, you will see how Jesus replied to the question.
当我们看这个问题的时候，我们就想耶稣该怎么回答这个问题呢？
For example, when the lawyer said, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
律法师说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？
Jesus said, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live."
耶稣说，你说的是，你照着这样做，你必然得到永生。
Then on the second question, when he asked to justify himself, said, "Who is my neighbor?"
他问了第二个问题，紧接着为显明自己有理，他就说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
And when he answered correctly, the one who does mercy, Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise."
他第二个问题回答的也对，他说是怜悯他的，耶稣就说，你去照样行吧。
Now this is my proposal as we look at this passage.
我建议大家这样来看这段经文。
First of all, law keeping is not easy.
其实遵守律法是不容易的。
In fact, law keeping is burdensome.
实际上遵守律法是一件很繁重的事情，很辛苦。
The more you keep the law, the more it becomes a burden, actually.
你越去遵守律法，那么你就会觉得负担越重，很难遵守。
However, the point of the story is to show us what the gospel really means.
其实这段经文显示给我们福音到底是什么意思。
Because God demands that we perfectly obey the law. God demands that we perfectly obey the law.
上帝要求我们完全遵守律法。
And every Jew knows that.
每个犹太人都知道。
They know that they have to obey the law.
他们知道他们必须要遵守律法。
But none of them can realize.None of them realizes that they cannot perfectly obey the law.
但是他们每一个人又同时意识到，他们当中没有任何人能够完全遵守律法。
So in the end, what does this story actually teach us?
所以这个故事教导我们什么呢？
That we have to look at Christ, we have to look at the grace that Christ has shown us.
这个故事就是教导我们必须仰望耶稣基督，必须仰望耶稣基督的救恩才可以。
First of all, let's look at the first part or first division of this story.
首先让我们看这个故事的第一段。
In verse 25, "And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'"
25节说，就在此时，看哪，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？
And Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?"
耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是什么呢？
And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself."
他回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
Let me rephrase the question that the lawyer asked Christ.
我给解释一下这个问题。
Actually, he's saying this, "According to the law, what should I do to inherit eternal life?"
耶稣这个问题就是说，根据
According to the law,
the lawyer asked the lawyer's question.
I'm rephrasing the question.
律法师的律法师这个问题的意思就是什么呢？就问夫子啊，如果根据律法，那么怎么样才能够进入永生？
So the scribe was asking a legal question.
所以他这个文士呢，问的是一个法律性问题。
He was asking Jesus and testing him what it really means to follow the law.
所以他其实在试探耶稣，问耶稣说，如果要遵守律法该怎么办？
And Jesus said, "Since you're asking a legal question, then I'm also giving you a legal answer."
所以耶稣就说，那你既然问的是一个律法性的问题，那我也以律法性的回答来回答你。
If you want to inherit eternal life according to the law, then you should do it as you know what it demands of you.
如果你要想靠着遵守律法来进入永生，得到永生的话，那么你就必须要按照律法上说的做。
In a Jewish mind, doing good means you will be rewarded.
在犹太人的观念里，
If you do good, then you'll be rewarded.
如果你行为好，做得好，那么你才可以得到奖赏。
And that's common among them, among a Jewish mind.
这就是犹太人心里所想的。
In the Old Testament, it's clearly stated, obey the law, obey, and you'll be blessed.
在旧约里，他们就认为，如果你去行善，遵守律法，那么你才可以被祝福。
You disobey, and you'll be cursed.
如果你不服从的话，那么你就被咒诅，会受到惩罚。
So for them, according to the law, if they obey, if their good deeds outweigh their bad deeds, then they'll be rewarded.
所以，在他们的律法当中，根据律法的话，他们就认为，如果你做的好事多过你做的坏事的话，你才可以得到赏赐。
However, we know that a Jew also understands that he cannot.Totally, perfectly obey the law completely.
所以他们其实也明白，他们不能够完全、很完美的遵守律法。
To the Jewish mind, it was a privilege to be rewarded.
Rewarding. 对于犹太人来说，如果真的能被得到神的赏赐和祝福的话，那真是对他们来说是极大的荣幸。
Someone said that when the lawyer tested Jesus, he was not hostile at that time.
有些人认为，就是这个律法师当问这个耶稣的时候，其实是在试探他，心怀不好。
I'm sure that it was not hostile. It wasn't hostile.
我认为其实也不是那么有敌意的。
But I understood that he was testing Jesus whether he understood what the law meant.
他只是想问耶稣到底。律法对于耶稣来说意味着什么？
And in the end, Jesus said, "What your answer is correct," and he knew that Jesus knew the right answer.
所以，耶稣说你回答的是，因为耶稣也知道正确的答案。
But what happened actually here?
但是现在这儿发生什么事情了呢？
Even when the scribe knew the real answer.
尽管这个文士知道正确的答案。
And even when he knew that he could not totally obey the law.
尽管他知道他不可以完 不能够完全遵守律法。
He could have humbled himself before Christ.
他在耶稣基督面前还是不谦卑。
And said, you know, if I cannot obey the law completely, if I cannot love God with all my heart, with all my soul and strength, and even love my neighbor as the same thing, then what should I do according to what you deserve or what you demand of us?
所以接下来他就其实在问耶稣说，如果我不能够完全遵守律法，不能够完全爱我的邻舍，也不能够全心全意爱神的话，那么我能做些什么能够得到永生呢？
You know, the verb form for the word to test is the same verb form found when Jesus was tempted.
在这里这个试探这个词的词根其实和耶稣当时在旷野受试探的那个试探是一样的词根。
Said to Satan, "Don't test the Lord."
当耶稣跟撒旦说不要试探主你的神。
In other words, then you see that, you know, the lawyer was in a sense tempting Christ.
所以这个律法师其实也是在试探耶稣。
But in the end, what he knew, Jesus also knew.
所以到了最后，其实这个律法师知道的，耶稣其实也知道。
He asked a legal question, and Jesus gave him a legal answer.
他问了一个律法性的问题，耶稣也给他了一个律法性的答案。
If you can completely love the Lord your God.
如果你能够全心全意的爱神的话
and perfectly love your neighbor,
而且完全爱你的邻舍的话
then you shall live.
那么你就会获得永生
you will live forever.
你会永远活着
you will be rewarded.
你会得到奖赏
but Luke, continued with the story.
但是路加继续讲这个故事
It seems that, you know, the scribe was ashamed.
当时这个律法师肯定感到很羞愧
He wanted to save face.
所以他想挽回一些面子
So in verse 29,
29节说
Desiring to justify himself, he said to Jesus, What is my neighbor?
那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
And as a result of that question, Jesus gave him or told him a parable.
然后这个耶稣为了回答他这个问题，就给他讲了一个很完整的故事。
Now we won't spend too much time on the parable. I know that you're familiar with that.
我知道大家都很熟悉这个故事，所以不会花很多时间来讲了。
There was a man, we don't know his nationality. He was coming down from Jerusalem.
有这么一个人从，有这样一个人从他的国家，从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去。
And along the way, he was robbed, he was stripped, he was beaten.
在路上他就被抢劫，还被打了。
He was left half dead.
然后就把他留在那里。
Two prominent religious officials or leaders came by.
有两个这个宗教领袖呢，就路过他。
A priest and a Levite.
一个祭司和一个利未人。
Both of them saw him.
两个人都看见他了。
But they never even dared to help him.
但是他们就没有管他。
And finally, a Samaritan came by.
最后有一个撒玛利亚人路过。
And he helped the dying man.
他帮助了这个快要死的人。
So in the end, then, Jesus asked him, "What is a neighbor?"
最后耶稣就问他，那谁是你的邻舍呢？
And the answer was, you know, the one who showed mercy.
所以他就说，那个施怜悯的人是我的邻舍。
And Jesus said, "Go and do likewise."
耶稣就对他说，你去照样行吧。
The lawyer wanted to justify himself.
本来这个律法师是想证明自己有理。
He asked a legal question again.
他又问了一个律法性的问题。
And Jesus said, "You know, you do this, and you shall live too."
所以耶稣说，你去做吧，你去照样行吧，你就这样会获得永生。
Now, as we look at this second part of the story,
当我们看这故事第二部分的时候，
actually, we see a problem here.
实际上，我们发现这儿有个问题。
Because for a Jew, there are only neighbors and non-neighbors.
对于犹太人来说，只有两种人，对于他们有邻舍，还有非邻舍。
My neighbor is my fellow man.
我的邻舍就是我的同胞。
Any other person, not a fellow Jew, is not a neighbor.
如果不是我的同胞的话，那他就是非邻舍。
So in other words, then Jesus showed him that even a Samaritan could be a woman, could be a neighbor.
所以耶稣在这里告诉他们，即使一个撒玛利亚人也可能是他们的邻舍。
Even a Gentile can be a neighbor.
即使一个外邦人也可能是他们的邻舍。
And then when I thought of this story again,
当我反复想这个故事的时候，
there is a you know a notion in Amway or Minanhua that cannot be shown in 普通话。
我想起了在闽南话里有一些这样的代词来能反映出这个意思。
The phrase 我们。
有一个代词是我们。
那 in 闽南话，我们 can be translated two ways。
在闽南话里，这个我们这个词可以翻译成两种方式来说它。
I think most of us cannot understand that notion。
我想大家可能大多数人都没有这个概念。
In 闽南话 we can say gun gap lan。
在闽南话里，我们有两个词来表示我们这个意思，一个是 lan， 一个是 gun。
gun can mean you know both of us。
gun 是指包括我们两个人。
gun 是中国人 ，we are Chinese。
我们都是中国人，表示我们是同一的，
是一样的。And I say gun, I'm talking about both of us。
所以当我说 gun 的时候，那就表示这个我们就代表也包括我也包括说话本人。
Sometimes 我们 can mean lan。
有时候就我们翻译成 lan。
And we can say lan 带给 lan， all of us laner， including both of us and all together are members of BSOP。
当我们说 lan 表示我们的时候，我们就指的我们所有人，也包括在座的各位。但是当我们说这个 gun 的时候，只是指我们两个，不包括你们。
所以 when you translate 我们 to 闽南话， it's really problematic。
所以当我们翻译我们这个词的时候，在闽南话里是很复杂的，很麻烦的。
Like the Lord's Prayer, you know, when you say "Our Father in Heaven."
所以就像是那个主导文里面说，我们的天父啊，这个我们很难翻译。
In 普通话 is 我们。
但是在普通话里就说我们就可以了。
When you read it in 闽南话 is it "Lan di ti ding e bei" or "Gun di ti ding e bei"?
但是在闽南话里我们就很复杂，不知道该翻译成 "Lan" 还是翻译成 "Gun"。
When I first studied this, you know, I was really confused too.
当我刚开始学闽南话的时候，我真的是很困惑。
Because, you know, I'm not a 闽南人。
因为我不是闽南人。
I'm a Filipino.
我是菲律宾人。
So when I first learned that, I said, "Lan as gun."
所以当我开始学闽南话，我以为 "Lan" 就是 "Gun" 是一样的意思。
So when my classmates read that as "Lan di ti ding e bei," wow, the teacher was really, you know, really angry.
所以当我背主导文的时候，我用 lan 这个词，我们的天父，他很生气。
That's not the right way. It should be gun di ti ding e bei.
他说应该用 gun 这个词，这样才是我们的天父。
Same in the epistles of Paul.
在那个保罗的书信中。
When he says, you know, we thank God, our Lord and Savior.
他说我们感谢我们的神赐恩惠和平安给我们。
There's the moment again. Is it gun or is it lan?
这里又有我们这个词，我不知道该翻译成 lan 还是 gun。
And that's really, really problematic.
所以真的是一个很头疼的问题。
And the most problematic in 闽南话 when we say lan lang。
在闽南话里，这个 lan lang 也是个问题，也是个很头疼的问题。
Translated in 普通话 it means 我们人。
lan lang 闽南话翻译成普通话是我们人。
It's like a Jewish man. Lan 是狼，把狼我们是狼。
就像那个犹太人的观念里，这个兰兰是人，官不是人。
We are people, they are not.
如果你用兰就是指的我们是人，而用官才是指所有的人。
Like,
用兰不包括你们。
这兰狼，把狼不是狼啊，把狼是鬼啊。普通话。我们是人，别人不是人，他们是鬼。My grandfather is a Cantonese.
我的祖父是广东人。
He has the same kind of mind.
他也是有同样的观念。
Cantonese are people.
广东人是人。
The rest of the people are animals.
其他的人就其他的就。
They're animals.
是动物。
So my grandfather, whenever he sees people, say, see 高see 谷 see 什么浪色是 see
所以我的祖父在说人的时候，他就说
see 高 dead dog, dead cat, dead bird, everything is dead.
所以他当提起别人的时候，他说啊，那只狗，那只猫，这样说。
All everyone is dead except my grandfather.
也不仅仅是我祖父这样想了，其他很多人都有这样的观念。
You know, when the lawyer said he wanted to justify himself, he looked at himself as that way.
所以当这个律法师他想就证明自己有理对的时候，其实他就是这么想自己的。
His neighbors are fellow Jews.
他的这个邻舍只是他的同胞犹太人而已。
The rest are non-Jews.
其他的人都不是。
They are not neighbors.
他们不是，只要是不是犹太人，就不是他的邻舍。
So when we look at the parable again, it's a law parable.
所以当我们看这段看这个故事的时候，我们就会。
It is a show to that lawyer that if you really, really want to gain eternal life through your own good works.
我们就会发现这个律法师其实特别特别想通过自己的努力来获得恩典，来获得永生。
You don't only love your fellow man.
这个寓言故事就是说你不要仅仅爱你的同胞。
But you also love non-fellow Jews.
你也要爱你的非同胞。
Now, we see the Samaritan as a hero.
我们好像在这个故事里觉得这个撒玛利亚人是个英雄。
But for the Jew who was listening to this story, he was shocked.
但是其实在当时这个犹太人听到这个故事的时候他们其实是很震惊的。
Because for them, the Samaritans were the bad guys.
因为在他们的观念里撒玛利亚人是坏蛋败类。
Even the disciples were shocked.
就是这些门徒其实当时也很吃惊。
Because they were thinking that a fellow Jew would help that man.
因为他们觉得应该是他们的同胞来关心并且给这个伤者治病。
But Jesus gave a twist to the story.
但是当时耶稣把这个故事给他们一个完全不同的一个观念。
Instead of a fellow Jew helping,
根本就不是他们的同胞在帮助这个人。
It was a Samaritan who helped.
而是一个撒玛利亚人来帮助这个人。
And I call him an anti-hero.
所以我就叫他自相，所以我称这个撒玛利亚人是一个反叛角色。
He was an
反面角色
anti-hero because for the Jews he was a bad man, yet he turned out to be a good man.
我为什么说他是个反面角色？因为对于犹太人来说，撒玛利亚人是败类，是坏人。
You know, many times when we think of helping other people, we immediately think of what will happen to me.
许多时候，当我们在想帮助别人的时候，我们会想我们到底会怎么样呢
？If I see a man half dead on the street,
如果我在街上看到一个人快要死去的时候。
The first thing I would say, would I get involved?
我会不会被卷进去呢
？Will it make my life more troublesome?
会不会让我的生活变得更麻烦，更多麻烦
？And in modern times, if you're in America, you just call 911 and it's over.
你知道在现代，在美国遇到这种事，你只要打119就可以了。
911, everybody comes and help that half dead person.
你打119的话，马上就会有人救护车来救他。
Today, when you see a half dead person on the street.
911哈。
Today, 911。
911。美国的救护紧急救助电话911。
Today, you see a half-dead man on the street.
如果现在的话，有一个人就是在路上垂死挣扎的时候。
Before people start helping.
当人们想要帮助他的时候。
They bring out their cell phones.
他们首先要拿出手机。
They take photos.
然后他们照相。
They take videos.
他们拍视频。
Post it on Facebook.
马上拍到那个发到 Facebook 上，然后让人来帮助他们。
No, we don't want to get involved.
因为人们不想给自己找麻烦。
It's too much hassle to be involved.
因为如果真的卷入这样的事情，很多麻烦事会找到你。
But in the end, Jesus said, if you really want to follow the law, then do this according to the law.
但是最后耶稣说，如果你要是真想得到永生的话，真想完全的遵守律法，那你就照着这样去做。
But Jesus intended it to be the gospel, right?
但是其实耶稣其实是在传福音，不是吗？
If we cannot perfectly, completely obey the law on our own, then we need grace, we need gospel.
如果人可以完全的遵守律法的话，还需要什么福音呢？
There are several applications that I want to think with you through as we look at this passage.
当我看到这个故事的时候，我想起了一些应用。
First of all, we should love God, and that is correct.
首先我们要爱上帝，这是对的。
We should also love our neighbor, and that should be rightly so.
我们也要爱我们的邻舍，这也是对的。
But how much of us in this place can truly say that I love God 24/7? 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
在座的各位有哪一位敢说我真的爱上帝，而且是一周七天，然后一天二十四小时，就是说你全时间的爱上帝呢？
Can you raise your hand and say I love God, I love my neighbor every minute of my time, every hour of my time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
如果你现在觉得你真的爱神，又爱你的灵舍，每分每秒。
If you can stand up and say that, I will be thankful that you're going to heaven.
如果你认为你自己每分每秒都是这样的话，请你站起来，我会很高兴，你可以进天堂了。
But many times, if you ask me, I fail.
但是很多时候，当你问自己的时候，你发现并不是这样。
I fail to love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, all the time.
我没有全心全意、尽力的去爱主。
In fact, it's even more difficult to love my neighbor whom I see.
有时候爱邻舍也是那么的难。
What more can I say about myself?
我对自己又能多说些什么呢？
Because none of us can really do that.
因为没有人能够做到这一点。
Even the lawyer who asked the question cannot do that completely.
问这个问题的这个律法师也不能完全做到这一点。
When last Monday, when the NBA finals was playing, I was there. I loved the game more than God.
就在上
I was watching my team playing and you know winning the championship.
就在上个礼拜一，当我看 NBA 最后的决赛的时候，我觉得我爱这个篮球比赛胜过上帝。
From 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, I love.The game more than I love God.
从九点到十一点，我爱这个篮球比爱上帝更深。
2 hours long.
只有两个小时。
So for that 24-hour time, I only loved God for 1 hour. The rest, I didn't love God.
所以一整天二十四小时，那我有两个小时不是最爱上帝的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
we need to love God. We need to love our neighbors.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们需要爱神，爱我们的邻舍。
And that's the right application of the passage.
这个是这个故事这段经文的一个正确的应用。
But we confess that we cannot really do that all the time.
但是我们必须承认，我们不是自始至终都能这么做的。
We have a good friend who lives near the house of the president in Quezon City.
我有好朋友住在 Quezon City.
They have a beautiful house.
他有一个很漂亮的房子。
But their house can only park 2 vehicles.
他的房子只能停两辆车。
And they own 3 vehicles.
而他有三辆车。
So the third vehicle is parked in front of their doorstep.
所以这个富裕的那辆车只好停在他的门前的那个门前的地方。
That's okay, right?
这也还行吧。
But the problem is they have a Jew who is a neighbor.
但是他们有个问题，就是他们有个犹太人是他们的邻居。
And this Jewish neighbor is not happy that they're parking their car in front of their doorstep.
所以他这个犹太人邻居呢很反感他们把车停在门口。
And the Jew is suing them for that.
而且这个犹太人还因此起诉了他们。
Now, if you were a Christian living in that place, how would you love your neighbor who is a Jew?
如果你是个基督徒的话，你怎么爱你这个邻舍呢？怎么爱这个犹太人呢？
你不是人啊。
所以那个人就不是人了。
Why would I care for him when he's suing us for what we're just doing legally?
可能你会想，他都起诉我了，我还爱他什么呀？
So in the end, then,Jesus is saying, do this according to the law, if you can do it perfectly.
所以耶稣回答他说，如果你真的能够完全遵守律法的话，那你就去行吧。
But dear brothers and sisters, we are doing this not because we follow the law, but because we have grace through our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是亲爱弟兄姊妹们，我们遵守律法并不是因为我们想要 仅仅是为了遵守律法而这样做，而是因为有耶稣基督的恩典，我们才这样做。
Secondly, I talk about law keeping.
第二点，我要谈谈这个遵守律法的事。
And I said that law keeping is burdensome.
我刚才说了，遵守律法其实是一个很复杂的事情。
But this does not stop God from demanding you and I to perfectly obey the law. This does not stop God from demanding that we perfectly obey the law.
虽然遵守律法是很难的，但是主并没有说让我们不遵守律法。
Now I drive through Metro Manila.
当我在马尼拉开车的时候。
And if you ask me, I follow the law perfectly.
其实我开车的时候，我是很遵守这个交通法规的。
I've never violated any traffic laws.
我从来不违反任何交通法规。
Yeah, the few things that I was called to stop. The few times.
有几次我就被叫停。
It's because I never and I missed some signs.
因为有时候我会就是违反法规，不是我有意的，是因为我没有看到那个交通警示牌。
Because sometimes the signs are very small.
因为有时候那个交通警示牌写得很小。
Or the signs are hidden behind trees and leaves.
有时候这个交通警示牌挂在树上。
So you pass that way, you never saw the sign, and suddenly you have violated a law.
所以我路过的时候我没有看到，也就说明我确实违反了那个法规。
Many times I've been asked to stop.Because I violated some laws.
很多时候交通警就把我叫停，因为我违反了法规。
Recently, in a major street in Quezon City.
最近在那个 Queens 城。
You know, they added a new sign.
他们有挂起了一个新牌子。
It says, "No, don't turn right on red signal."
上面写着，红灯的时候请不要右转弯。
As I've said earlier, I follow the law very carefully.
刚才我说我其实很谨慎小心地遵守这个法规。
So when I saw the sign, I stopped my car.
所以当我看到这个牌子的时候，我就停下了车。
And all the cars behind me, honk, 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 what are you doing?
但是后面的车使劲摁喇叭，说你在干什么？
What did you do if you were in my place?
如果你在这个设身处地的想，你当时什么反应呢？
You know, law keeping is burdensome.
所以说遵守律法真的是很麻烦的。
The more you follow the law,
你越多的去遵守这个律法，
the law demands more from you.
这个律法就会越来越多。
It's the same.
其实是一样的。
God is the same.
上帝也是这样子的。
God says you obey the law.
上帝说你们要遵守律法。
The more you obey the law,
你越多的遵守这律法，
the more God is going to demand from you.
那么上帝对你的要求越多。
And in the end, we just give up and say we cannot really do that.
最后你只好放弃，说我们做不到。
So what is my conclusion then as we look at the final application?
那么最后的这个应用，我得出的结论是什么呢？
In the end then, the gospel summary is that Jesus is our true neighbor.
其实这个故事最后得出的结论就是说，耶稣基督就是我们的邻舍。
You know, who showed mercy to us?
因为他施怜悯给我们，
and it's only Christ.
而且只有耶稣基督才会这样做。
We are lawbreakers, actually.
其实我们都是违反律法的人。
Many times you've broken the law.
很多时候我们都会违反律法。
But Christ came to obey the law for us completely.
但是耶稣基督来到这里。
And that's the reason why he's the only one who can show mercy to us.
耶稣基督来到世上，完全的遵守了律法，所以这也是他能够为我们赎罪的原因。
I'm going to end with a quote from the grandson of Billy Graham.
我想最后引用一节 Billy Graham 的孙子的话。
Reverend Billy Graham has a grandson who is a pastor in Florida.
他的孙子是佛罗里达的一个传道人。
Now, his last name is not Graham because he is the grandson of a daughter.He's the son of his daughter.
因为为什么这个牧师他不姓Billy Graham 不姓 Graham 呢？因为他其实是 Graham 女儿的孩子。
And his name is Tulian, and he said once.
他的名字叫 Tulian. 有一次他说。
He says, if you want to make people mad,
如果你要想使人发疯的话
，preach the law.
那么你就要宣讲律法。
If you want to make them really, really mad,
如果你要真的想使人真的真的要让人发疯的话
，preach grace.
那么你就要宣讲恩典。
Now why does he say that?
他为什么会说这样的话呢
？No, if you want to make people mad, tell them what they ought to do.
如果你想要让人发疯的话，你就只需要告诉他你要做什么，你需要做什么。
Rules upon rules, laws upon laws, make them burdensome.
律法一条一条，一条接着一条，没完没了，很快都会觉得很难。
Because the more laws are given, the more burdensome it is, the more people are mad.
因为你越去遵守律法，律法对你要求越多，那么你就会发疯。
But he says, on the other hand,
但是另一方面，
if you want to make people really, really mad,
如果你真想使人真的真的就是发狂的话，
preach grace.
那么你就要宣讲
救恩。
他为什么这么说？
Because but human beings by nature want to contribute something.
因为我们人的那个本性上都是想赢得什么，总想自己要付出一些什么才能赢得。
If you say that salvation is free, they would say, oh, that's not true.
如果你要说救恩是免费的，是不需要付任何代价的，那么他们就说不相信这是真的。
We as human beings like to contribute.
所以我们人总好像要觉得自己应该做些什么。
Because the more we contribute, the more we feel that we have done something to earn that favor.
如果我们要做一些什么的话，我们就会觉得，哎，我应该得到这个奖赏。
But Jesus says to us, no.
但是耶稣说不是这样的。
You cannot add anything to what I've done for you on the cross.
他说你不能增加任何我在十字架上为你做的，你做不了任何事情。
It's all by grace that we are here today.
这完全是出于救恩。
It's all by grace that we are called to be servants of Christ.
这也是我们今天被呼召做耶稣基督仆人所蒙受的这个恩典。
So in the end then we need a balance.Between the law and the gospel.
所以我们需要在律法和这恩典之间找到一个平衡。
Yes, on the one hand, God said you should do this.
一方面，上帝说你要这么做。
But on the other hand, the gospel also says, you know, you don't need to do anything because God, Christ, has completely done it for us.
而另一方面呢，救恩又说什么呢？你不需要做任何事情，是耶稣基督已经为我们完全做成就了一切事。
Do you want to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul?
你想尽心尽意尽心爱主你的神吗？
Yes, we can through Christ.
是的，我们可以，但是要透过耶稣基督。
Can you love your neighbor as yourself?
你会爱你的邻舍像爱你自己一样吗？
Yes, and that's through Christ.
我们能够做到，但是也是靠着耶稣基督。
Because he has completely obeyed and followed the law for you and I.
因为耶稣基督为我们的缘故，他是完全顺服了律法。
And that's the reason why we can say it's all by grace.
所以我们说这整个就是因为救恩的缘故。
I hope that this can help us to think through it again.
我希望大家再仔细想这个故事。
And help us to understand.
希望今天的信息能够帮助你们更加明白这个故事。
More and more in our lives today.
希望大家能获得更多的恩典。